The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad to have you with us and hope you're enjoying your weekend. As much as we'd like to live in our own world, I'm talking about America as a whole, you can't get away from the international events going on. Iraq back in the news, thought it was behind us, back with us. The Middle East, a powder keg, events happening all over the world that directly affect you and me, whether we like it or not. And I want to put this in perspective in covering a lot of areas here right now. Retired Colonel Jack Jacobs is my guest. If you watch NBC News, you see Colonel Jacobs all the time as a military advisor. He's on MSNBC's Morning Joe. I watch regularly. And he has a great perspective of America's role in the world and the military commitment that we make. Hey, Colonel, I'm sure glad to have you on the show with us today.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on.
And, Colonel, I want to jump right into this about American sacrifice, if I can. I want to talk about your book. I also want to touch on Iraq, but I've got, we could talk for 3 or 4 hours in the short time we have. But talk to me, give a little perspective of where we are today. And let me tell our listeners, as far as background, that Colonel Jacobs was probably the most decorated war veteran from the Vietnam era. He earned 3 Bronze Stars, 2 Silver Stars, and he won, and get this, the Congressional Medal of Honor. And hopefully we'll have some time. I'll tell you folks after Colonel Jacobs leaves about his unbelievable career in earning the Congressional Medal of Honor. But Colonel, you've written a book, and your book says, if not now, when? And it talks about sacrifice, and it talks about the American commitment. It talks about volunteerism. And I think that's very relevant. You wrote this book a few years ago, but I think it's very relevant to kind of the me first generation we have today, where so many of our younger people think about themselves and don't put in perspective their obligation to this country. Do you see significant changes from the time you served in the military to where we are today?
Yeah, very much so. I grew up in New York City right after the end of the Second World War, and every household had contributed something or somebody, mostly somebody, to the effort to defeat the Axis. I had some friends who had no fathers because they were lost in the war, and others whose fathers were missing bits and pieces because of the war. But we were all in it together, and military service and sacrifice was not something that was alien to people in my neighborhood. We just took the notion of service for granted. 20 years later, when I joined the Army, it was because I thought that I had an obligation, and I wanted the honor of being able to serve. I was originally going to serve for 3 years, then get out and go to law school, but I stayed in principally because I really loved the people. But the idea that we're all in it together, in Ben Franklin's words, we either hang together or we hang separately, was predominant where I grew up in the era I grew up. Decades later, not so much. People do perceive that they have that the service and sacrifice of others, they have it coming, and that we don't have to do anything in order to enjoy freedom and liberty, that somebody else is going to do it for us. And that pervades all of American life in many respects. You know, if you don't do anything, the government will take care of you. There'll be somebody out there who's going to be working so that you can get the money that you need in order to be relatively satisfied in life, but you don't have to do anything for it. That's very much different than it was when I was growing up, and it's not for the better, to be honest, in the last 60 or 70 years.
course, Colonel, when you were growing up, and you were we're about the same age. I'm 74, and you're a little younger than me, I think, probably. But in any event,
looks,
I know what you're saying.
It looks better on you, though.
But in any event, the that period of time, you kind of knew what you were fighting for in World War II. You know, there was a direct threat to the future of America. And today it's a little bit more complicated. You know, 9/11 happened, and then we got into Iraq and this weapons of mass destruction. And, oh, we had to go in there because they could end up impacting us, and they turned out to be false. Is there some cynicism that you sense from a lot of the American people over the leadership in our government who tell us one thing when it doesn't prove to be true, or that we've gotten into some real military messes, if you will, because of a lack of leadership and laying out what is a priority to America? It was a lot simpler, I guess, then, where it's not so simple now. Does that, you think that has a bearing on the cynicism of a lot of Americans?
Yeah, I agree. There are lots of other things, though, that that attach to that. You're quite right that it was easy to see who were the bad guys, who were the good guys back then. And as time went on, it became more and more difficult. But we were involved in other conflicts since the end of World War II where it wasn't as easy. Korea's one of them, Vietnam's another, and we were involved in a wide variety of other conflicts that were not general wars, or they were instead limited wars where we had limited objectives and used a limited number of assets. The second thing that has changed, and that makes people more cynical, is that we have been trying to defend a very large country with worldwide risks, threats, and obligations with as small a force as we possibly can. The perception is that with technology, we can defeat anybody, and we don't have to have any people involved. That's a big mistake. A succession of administrations, and I'm talking about going back many administrations, have all tried to accomplish our worldwide strategic objectives using as small force as they possibly can, and by asking as little as possible from the citizens who are being served by the service. You can't do that. You're talking to somebody who believes in universal service. I think that anybody who's lucky enough to live in a free country owes it something in the form of service and maybe even sacrifice. And to the extent that we don't ask people to do anything to achieve our objectives, we're going to have a cynical public that's going to say, no, we're not interested. The third thing is, and you brought this up, and it's worth thinking about and talking about. At the end of the day, the people who are at the top of the food chain, the decision-making food chain in Washington, have just had not particularly good judgment. That's all there is to it. And what we choose to defend, what we choose to not defend, those decisions have been very poor indeed. There have been very few that have been intelligent decisions that make any sense. Frequently, the decisions are made for domestic political consumption, and you can't do that. You have to make real objective decisions about what the real threats are to the republic. And I'm an equal opportunity castigator, so it doesn't really matter who happens to be in the White House. I don't think they've done a very good job of it. And the result of that is exactly what you suggested, a cynicism on the part of the electorate who say, look, you got to tell us the truth. You got to tell us what it is that's a threat, and you've got to make plans that will eliminate the threat. Don't keep coming to us with these stories that don't make any sense.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, because, you know, if you lay out a clear vision of what the country needs to do, I think Americans will step up to the fore, but that obviously has not been done. I want to explore a little bit what you said about that national service. If I understand you, and I want to say I certainly agree that, you know, if you either go into the military and perform service there, or some other type of national service. You know, we've got the Peace Corps, and we've got a lot of domestic programs that could be used. And I want to explore that. I want to tell listeners we're talking to Colonel Jack Jacobs, the Congressional Medal of Honor winner and an online contributor, whether he's a contributor to NBC News. You see him on the nightly news. Probably knows more about what's happening throughout the world than anybody I've talked to. His great book is called, and you ought to get it if you've not done so, If Not Now, When? Brown. You can order it off our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Colonel, freshen up your coffee. We'll come back and make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Talking about world events and individual sacrifice, Colonel Jack Jacobs, retired Colonel Jack Jacobs, is joining me. He's an NBC analyst. You see him on nightly news. You see him on all the shows on NBC. He also is the recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor. Colonel, let me ask you, what do you do with that medal? I mean, if you go to your kid's soccer game, do you wear your medal? Or I'm not making fun of it. This is the highest honor America can give. But where do you keep that Medal of Honor? Is it in a special place in your house? Where do you keep that medal?
It's a very interesting question. I've got a small jewelry box where I have my studs and the cufflinks and so on for my my tuxedos, and that's where I keep it, because typically when I go to a black tie event, it'll be a military function of some kind, and I'll be wearing it. But it's kind of interesting. About 25 years ago, the government authorized the issue of a second medal to recipients, because a lot of the older recipients wanted to go to functions and wear their medal where they had to, but they also wanted to give the original medal that they received from the president to a museum or leave it to their kids and so on. So they authorized the award of a second medal, so each of the recipients has two identical medals of honor from whatever service he's at. So you can give one away, usually to a museum, and wear the other one while you're still out there talking to folks.
Have you thought about what you, I mean, that's a, you know, an unbelievable family honor, and something that has a relevance to your whole litany and heritage. Have you even thought about what you might do with your medal after you pass away?
No,
would you think you'd leave it to your family?
I'm hoping I've got, I haven't thought about it at all. I'm hoping I'll have plenty of time to think about it.
Very much so. Interesting, though, too, you know, there have not been a lot of Medal of Honors awarded over the 40, 50-year span post-Vietnam, and then I see there's been several awarded here recently because of the activities in Afghanistan and Iraq, but there was, I don't want to say it's a dry spell, but I guess, you know, we weren't in any type of controversy to require one, but it seems like, obviously, they are rarely given in Vietnam, but we don't see too many of those being handed out, do we?
No, there are a couple of reasons for that. The first is that despite most of we've had a substantial number of casualties. There's been a lot of combat. But despite all that, there hasn't been the large number of intense toe-to-toe battles with the enemy in the last 12 years or so that we have in Vietnam. When I went to Vietnam, I was in combat from about a week after I got to Vietnam, continuously, by the way, until the day I got wounded. So that was a little over 6 months of continuous combat. We don't have that anymore. So there are very few, relatively speaking, very few circumstances in which we have an opportunity to see the valor of our troops. The second revolves around the very nature of trying to identify people who've done well. Somebody once asked Bob Carey, a Medal of Honor recipient from Vietnam, lost his leg, was a SEAL. Asked him, what does it take to get the Medal of Honor? He said, well, you have to do something. People have to see it. They have to be able to write, and they can't hate you. And it sounds kind of silly, but that's exactly what the deal is. Think about all the people who were in combat, who performed valiantly, and nobody saw it. Or people saw it, and they themselves were killed. Or they wrote it up and the paperwork was accidentally, or in some cases, on purpose lost. And you realize that for everybody who receives any kind of decoration for battlefield gallantry, there are lots more who perform valiantly and we don't even know about it, maybe because there weren't any witnesses left. So it's kind of, arbitrary is not the right word, but it is subjective rather than objective, and everything has to align properly in order for somebody to be recognized. That's why all of us say that, all the recipients say the same thing. We don't wear this award for ourselves. We wear it for all those who can't.
That's a good point. Excellent point. Colonel, the phone rings after this interview. You're at home, and it's the White House calling the president. He says, Colonel Jacobs, I listen to you. You know, every week I listen to the Jim Brown Show. It's my most interesting show I listen to, and I heard you on the show today. And so tell me right up. You talked about more personal service, more sacrifice. What would you tell the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and what would you tell the President right now if said, what should each American be required to do? Do you want to reinstate the draft? Would you want to have some kind of required national service that set parameters be set out? What would you tell the President if he called you right now in terms of what you'd recommend?
Well, we have to get the whole government involved in doing this, and there's no political will to do it. But this is what I would do. Let me back up a second and note that military service is not just for the purpose of raising a large army so we can defeat the enemies of the Republic. We certainly need to have that if, as, and when we need it. But the whole idea of having people make some sort of contribution to the defense of the country is not necessarily just so that we can better defend the country. What I'm interested in is having everybody involved in having some skin in the game. And we don't have that right now, since we have effectively outsourced our defense to a few men and women, and by the way, a decreasing number of them, as the services get smaller and smaller, to go out and defend us. That's not good. I want everybody to have some skin in the game. So here's an idea. It's not the only one, but here's an idea. I'm not a fan of the draft. The draft is completely arbitrary. It says, you're going, I don't have to go, the other guy, he's definitely going, and so on. So people get arbitrarily selected to go defend the country. That's not what I'm after. I'm after everybody being involved. Similarly, you can't have a group of people making decisions to decide that you're going to go into the Army and I'm going to go in America Corps or Peace Corps. You're going to have to slog through mud and I'm going to be able to go to some place and take people's temperature at a medical facility. I don't want that either. I want us all to have some sort of common experience. You know, we don't even have voting in common. A smaller percentage of the voting public in the United States actually votes than votes in a place like Iraq, where you get killed if you vote. So we don't even have any common experience. I think the military experience is one that is a good one, and it doesn't have to be 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. There's no way we can use an entire 18-year-old cohort for a couple of years anyway. So here's one way to do it.
Jeff, we got about 30 seconds, so we got to kind of wind it up.
Everybody comes in, just goes to basic training, and then goes home. We say, thank you very much for your service. Now, everybody in the country will have spent some time in uniform, even if it's just a short period of time.
I could not agree more. We've got so many more questions. Hope we can have you back on the show again. I want to tell our listeners the book is called If Not Now, When. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Colonel Jacobs, congratulations to you for the great job you're doing in MBC. We certainly congratulate you and your honor to our country. Hope we can talk again in the future.
Anytime, Jim, anytime.
Take care. Take a break right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, Iraq continues to dominate the international news as we've got ourselves in a heck of a quagmire over there, and so many different opinions as to what we do, how long we stay. We've been there a long, long time, spent a great sum of money in terms of nation building, if you will, infrastructure building, trying to reach a synergy to where everybody's somewhat on the same page in terms of getting the country back to focus and organize, and we've met with limited success. Had a guest that was scheduled to be on the show last week. He was in Baghdad in the center of all the controversy, so much violence going on. Sami Rasuli is director of an organization that is called the Muslim Peacekeeper Teams, that is trying to work with it to build a consensus within Iraqis and also communicate to the rest of the world an effort to bring peace in that region. We've got him here on the line right now. Sami, good to talk to you. Glad we finally were able to get together and get an interview with you.
Sure. Thank you for having me, sir.
Sam, now you were in Baghdad. Give us, first of all, let me ask you, lay some foundation for what we're talking about. You know, to the average American that turns on their TV set, Baghdad today is an extremely dangerous place to be. We've heard of attacks, the ISIS attacks that have come within an hour or so of Baghdad. And so you were there last week. Is the average Iraqi living in Baghdad behind locked doors? Do they have an immediate fear? Is there any violence in the streets? What is the situation in the largest city, the capital, Baghdad, right now?
Actually, I live in Najaf. Najaf is a city located south of Baghdad, about 100 miles. But last Thursday, just a few days ago, I had to make a trip to Baghdad. In the past, I mean, during a few months ago, when I go, Baghdad is really busy, super busy. The trip, the 100 miles trip from Najaf to Baghdad, it takes about 2 hours driving. But
right.
When I get to Al Dora, this is a vicinity like the entrance of Baghdad coming from the south to where I want to go to my destination in the city, in the capital, it takes another 2 hours, more sometimes. Sometimes I cannot get never, ever to the city. I have to stay on the border of the city because it's so crowded and busy with the people coming from around the country to do their business. Besides being the city is so big, it's about estimated 6 to 7 million people live there. So last Thursday when I headed to Baghdad, it was really calm and there is no such crowd that I used to see. People are vigilant, cautious, scared, and as you said, staying behind the doors, not going to their work or do those things. Besides the fact that the vacation has begun, summer vacation for schools, so there is no much movement for students, teachers, educators, and so forth. So it became a ghost town. That what the 1001 Night city used to be called, used to be known, so active,
right.
Beautiful, and a magical place for many people, local and international.
Now it's a ghost city. It's just dead at night, and I can understand with those tensions. Now let me ask you this, and I've got so many questions to ask you in the short time we have. What is the average non-political the Iraqi want? In other words, you hear so much about the Sunnis hate the Shias and the Shias hate the Kurds, and in America's view, to so many people, there's everything is so partisan. It's like a Republican just hate the Democrats, and every single person that ever votes Republican just hates every single. Well, it's not that way. You know, you have an association, but still, you know, people get along and we go about our daily lives. To the average Iraqi, is that view correct? Is there a deep political feeling of just the average person on the street, or what do they would like to see? You've had so many ideas out there. See the Vice President Joe Biden is suggesting divide Iraq into three different countries, and all these ideas again that shows there is so much partisanship. Does the average Iraqi feel that way, or do they just want peace and be able to go ahead and just live their daily lives?
Well, I left Iraq in 1976 when I was 24 years old. I was born and grown up in Iraq, finished school in Iraq, and I never had this feeling. By the way, I mean the partition of the sects and different political or ethnic background. Never I experienced such animosity among the sects and religious group or political group. But this is before 2003 when Iraq was invaded by the U.S., then occupied.
Right.
The terms of Shia and Sunni so far that grow fast in the last 11 years, and young people were ready to accept the idea and had it in their subliminal to grow too, and now it's a fact. There is animosity. There is a division, huge division, and people are psychologically separated. Like the people who are in the South cannot go to the West, Western cities, or they go to the Northern cities, but still, like, people don't like the North, and the North don't like, but they have to go there to, in their businesses, and they have to go because there is necessity to leave the country or to move to the North, and so forth.
These divisions aren't so, I mean, every person on the street is, I mean, the impression we get, every single person, you got to be, you're one of three things. You're a Sunni, a Shia, or you're a Kurd. And if you are, you hate anybody else that's not of your group. And that's predominant in conversation. And you're saying it's not nearly as that defined there in Iraq. Is that correct?
Well, it's as a concept, to be divided. It's now ripe as a concept, but there is no a fight or expressing a certain animosity against the other person if you find he's Sunni or Kurd. No, that's not the case. But I would like to shed some light about something came up in 2006, exactly in June 2006, called the New Middle East Project, which was introduced publicly by Washington and Tel Aviv with the expectation that Lebanon would be the pressure point for realigning the whole Middle East and thereby unleashing the forces of constructive or creative chaos, which we live it today. Since about 2010, 2009, it's known as the Arab Spring. And during a joint press conference with the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert at the height of the Israeli war in Lebanon, in that year, in 2006.
And listen, and Sammy, I've got to let you hold right there. We've got to take a pause. We've got to take a break right now. We'll come on back and talk some more about this violent part of the world that is consuming so much of what we do here in America. My guest is Sammy Rizzilli. He is director of a group called the Muslim Peacekeeping Team. We'll come back and talk to Sammy some more. By the way, go to my website and check out information about Sammy's group and all of our guests today. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back to make some more common sense right here in our program.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we're getting consumed by Iraq again. We started off thinking it was brought to an end after Saddam Hussein fell, and now it's right back on top of us in terms of a huge controversy that could affect what happens throughout the rest of the world. Talking with my guest, Sami Razuli, he's director of a group called Muslim Peacekeeper Team, Peacemaker Teams. Sami, talk to me. Tell us just what is the purpose. You are the director of this organization. It involves many Iraqi citizens, but you are in a area of reaching out to other countries like the United States. What is the focus and what are you trying to accomplish with the Muslim Peacekeeper Team?
In 2004, almost a year after the invasion, I lived in Minneapolis about 20 years running a restaurant, and the restaurant was the kind of a cultural center that introduced Middle East to the locals in Twin Cities. So the war took place, and I was an American by choice, but born in Iraq. So I felt the war was inside of me, like American killing Iraqi, and Iraqi is fighting back. I got sick. I couldn't handle the situation, and I couldn't eat enough or sleep enough. I couldn't function at my work, so I decided to go there to do something. So it's a kind of an option I took as a healing to be okay. So at that time, George Bush went to Iraq to spread so-called democracy and install freedom by launching that war. I decided to go and do the other thing around to spread peace and unity and tell the Iraqis, average Iraqis, the U.S. are not that aggressive like Rambo or John Wayne. Only there are people who are peace-loving people. I lived there. They helped me to understand what the unconditional love, because the environment I lived my second half of my life was a Christian life. Within the Christian life, I learned the love and how you be peaceful. The first half of my life, I learned unity from the Muslim culture. So both entitled me as education and cultures that adopted in the West, and firstly in the East, in Middle East, I felt like I have the responsibility to do something. So in Iraq was our goal to get the communities together and promote peace and tell them that Iraq should be one undivided, despite the beautiful fabric background of that culture and differences. The U.S. Is called the melting pot for many diverse communities that comes from around the world, and Iraq was an ancient culture, like 5,000-6,000 years civilization of having different people living together. So the option of divide and conquer, or the option of killing and having inner fight, is not that we can survive to live together. The only option that we have to adopt is peace and nonviolence. So that was our mission. So we formed delegations from different parts of the country and have them exchange visit and also through soccer games to play and exchange those soccer games in different parts of Iraq. And also we had art. We used the art to have galleries displaying of different art that took the theme of peace and justice, social justice, as the title, to have the art done by artists and traveling across the country to show the people how the peace in Iraq used to be in peace. So and also the cleanup. We did picked up, traveled to Fallujah and Ramadi and the northern parts of Iraq to pick up garbage and debris that left the U.S. Army left behind to show that Iraqi are responsible to clean up the country, no matter where are you coming from. So
clean up these, the mess America made, right? So We're about out of time, but I wonder, our listeners, a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, have an interest. And, Sammy, I guess the best place, if you want to find out more about this wonderful program of trying to bring peace to the region and let our Iraqis initiate it and bring in some American participation, they've got a website that is called, you know, it's the Muslim Peacekeeper Team, MPT, and the website is strictly mptiraq.com, mptiraq.com.
And also,
that website,
Jim, we have our partners here in Minneapolis called the Iraqi American Reconciliation Project. So if you look for reconciliationproject.org, that's the main website. So
besides
the Muslim Peacemaker Team.
Well, you're doing a great job in trying to communicate the fact that Iraqis want peace. We want to have good communication with the U.S., but we'd like to live within our flow of not having all this violence and all this war. Sammy, good luck to you. You've got a great organization. Hope you can come back and talk to us again in the future.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Have a nice weekend. Huge problem. I like Sammy's, you know, Sammy's group is doing what I've learned about in a number of countries. I'm interested in going to Istanbul, and there is a nonprofit Turkish group that encourages Americans to come over and visit, and they educate and try to build a synergy to where there's better relationships, and that many Turks that live in the U.S. Can tie in and keep their culture but still be part of it. But Sammy referred to as this melting pot called America, and the Iraqi group is trying to do the same thing, and I wish them well, and we're all interested and hope they continue along that line. You get the second issue about the war itself, and You know, it just is puzzling. We talked to Colonel Jacobs earlier about our getting involved in the sticky mess with the political leadership that didn't either have the foresight or had an agenda. The neocons who just feel like we ought to be having our fingers into every single country. And I know there's economic value in doing so. Iraq is the largest oil producer in the world. Of course, we went into Iraq. Who was it? Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, and Cheney, the Vice President. Oh, we're going in over there, and they're going to pay for it. They got the oil, so they'll clean up everything. We've not gotten one single dollar from any oil production, although the war has cost us now trillions of dollars, and we get nothing. I think once the new government was put in, they started contracting to send their oil to China, to India, and just we opened up this whole scenario. We've got nothing to show for it outside of some 5,000 American servicemen who've lost their lives, 50,000 who have serious injuries, untold more thousands who through traumatic stress will have problems for the rest of their lives, the cost of over $1 trillion, and we don't get one barrel of oil out of it. We didn't go in to get any oil out of it, but it just shows you. You can make a pretty good case, quite frankly, that once we went in and took on and fought, we found Osama bin Laden, rather Saddam Hussein. Once we killed Saddam Hussein, who was a threat to us with the chemical weapons, and once we came in and assassinated both Hussein and then came in with Obama, and once these folks were killed, what purpose did we have over there anymore? What purpose did we continue to go and fight in Afghanistan and continue the battle in Iraq? What were we doing there? I mean, we got rid of the bad guys that caused the problems for us, but why do we have to stay? We've got 50,000 troops that are still located in Japan, 40,000 in Germany. Those battles were gone 70 years ago. We're still fighting those battles, apparently, because we still got to be involved in every one of these countries. We don't take care of educating our kids. We don't take care of our infrastructure. We fight those battles. Much to talk about in the future. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, I'm sure glad you spent time with us. We're on same time next week, same station. Hope you'll tune in and help us make some more common sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.